to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments next month in former President Trump's appeal of the Colorado Supreme Court decision that bars him from the state primary ballot. ABC contributor Asha Rangappa, a lawyer and former FBI agent, says there's one major question.
Are they going to address the hard question? Are they really going to get to the heart of whether the 14th Amendment applies to the President of the United States and whether Trump engaged in an insurrection?
Referring to the events of January 6th, President Biden referenced those in a speech Friday in Pennsylvania. He said the election's about democracy. The Pentagon said the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had been hospitalized since Monday for complications from a minor elective surgery. Pentagon says he's recovering and has resumed his duties. No injuries reported after an Alaska Airlines flight with 171 people on board depressurized after takeoff from Portland and return to Portland. This is ABC News. Ahead of a major court battle in New York, the head of the National Rifle Association is out of his job.
The National Rifle Association announcing that Wayne LaPierre, the decades-long CEO and executive vice president of the gun rights organization, is stepping down. The 74-year-old citing health reasons, but his departure comes amid allegations of mismanagement and self-dealing at the NRA and a corruption trial in New York City. Opening arguments were set for next week. The NRA's clout with lawmakers grew substantially during LaPierre's tenure, but membership has fallen steeply over the past few years. 3 years ago, a Texas judge rejected the organization's bankruptcy filing. Dave Packer, ABC News.
School will remain closed next week in Perry, Iowa, after Thursday's shooting that killed a sixth grader and left seven injured. Superintendent Clark Wick says,
"We have been overwhelmed by the goodwill of many people across the state."
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Snow likely overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 24. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for snow tomorrow, highs around 31. Overcast skies tomorrow night, slight chance for snow. Lows level off around 21. High of 28 Sunday with a chance of snow. 30 cloudy skies Monday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 30 Tuesday, 27 Wednesday, and 22 on Thursday. 1 to 3 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths, and red wine. We've been planning. Looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up. And you know I love showing you off. But watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the
love it.
98 Q Country.
It'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips.
George Burge and Mind on You. Got Low Cash coming up. Gabby Barrett, did you hear about these robot dogs? Well, they have something to do with the title of this song. I'll tell you about it in a few. It's the painter, Cody Johnson.
She's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about
before.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
QCountry.com.
Cause it's good.
I think the glory days of art are behind us now. Yeah. An artist has spent months training three robot dogs how to paint. I can't say the artist's name, but anyway, she taught these four-legged machines developed by Boston Dynamics to hold a paintbrush in their mouth and move it across the large canvas, turning the paint into abstract shapes. Or some people call it art. The four-legged machines pieces have already gone up and sold for over $40,000 at auction. What is wrong with this world? I'm looking at six pictures of the robot dog art. It's not really art. I don't know why people consider this art. Modern art is not art. Not at all. Just a bunch of squiggly lines all over the page. I could totally do this. I should be a millionaire.
If you suffer from ugly yellow toe fungus, please listen closely. Toe fungus is not just an embarrassing cosmetic issue. It can be the sign of an underlying health problem. And if left untreated, can also be dangerous. Even a small spot can spread and get worse. But conventional treatments like foot soaks, prescription drugs, and laser treatments don't get to the root of the problem and are no match for drug-resistant fungi. But researchers have developed a new and different at-home treatment, and now thousands of people have finally ended their struggle with toe fungus. It's called Crystal Flush, and it's now available to try risk-free for 60 days. This is a limited-time offer that's not available in stores. Go to crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com. You no longer have to let embarrassing toe fungus ruin your life. But don't wait. Try it risk-free at crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com.
98Q Country, Park Falls, Wisconsin, home of the Packers.
Talk to God like you always tell me I should. I don't live my life every day like you prayed that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man, but lessons to learn. You're the last thing on earth I need. Thank you.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on.
them fight anymore. Carly Pierce, Chris Stapleton, and Penrod on your Saturday. So Xbox, they have their Xbox Series S. They got a lot of jokes made about it because it kind of looked like a toaster. Well, they're playing right into the hands. Microsoft has launched a $40 Xbox Series S toaster. That, yes, it's a working toaster. It will burn the Xbox logo right into your breakfast. You can get it at Walmart for about $40. So you got a gamer in your family that's, maybe difficult to feed, get them the Xbox toaster. They'll start eating.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Snow likely overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows level off around 24. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for snow tomorrow, highs around 31. Overcast skies tomorrow night, slight chance for snow. Lows level off around 21. High of 28 Sunday with a chance of snow. 30, cloudy skies Monday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 30 Tuesday, 27 Wednesday, and 22 on Thursday. 1 to 3 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Jordan Davis.
Showed up, but she's gone. Guess I got too soon, too late.
98Q Country.
Don't
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Grace and Aldean. Let your boys be country. Hey, did you take part in that get to know me trend that took off on Instagram and Facebook here not too long ago? If you did, your password could be in trouble, because the get to know me game or thing that you were doing, you were filling out things about yourself, your date of birth, your height, your phobias, things like that. Well, some clever people out there have figured out how to use that information to basically hack you. Yep, steal your password. So you might want to change the password. And don't make it to have anything to do with any of those questions on there.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have any future anymore. The day we got history.
98Q Country.
Shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water, floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets. No, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's freezing over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dress up, hair down in a ball cap. Yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night. Yeah, that's where it's at.
guitar, we started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know.
Worth all Listen online at 98qcountry.com.